Video: Trump meets with Prince William in Paris after Notre Dame reopening. By Nick Gilbertson on December 7, 2024. President-elect Donald Trump stopped by the United Kingdom ambassador's residence in Paris to meet with the Prince of Wales shortly after the historic reopening of the Notre Dame Cathedral on Saturday. Margot Martin, the deputy communications director for Trump's 2024 campaign, shared a video of Prince William welcoming Trump as he entered the residence. "That's a good man, this one," Trump told the press while gesturing toward the prince after a handshake. He also said that Prince William is doing a fantastic job. The pair then sat down for a conversation. The BBC noted earlier Saturday that the Prince of Wales and the president-elect were set to discuss the importance of the United States and United Kingdom's special relationship. They shared an exchange hours earlier at the famed Notre Dame Cathedral during its grand reopening after a devastating fire nearly 5 years ago. Trump has always held the royal family in high regard and has recounted his late mother, Mary Ann McLeod Trump's affinity for the late Queen Elizabeth. Trump hailed Queen Elizabeth's legacy after her passing in 2022, calling her a great woman, a great queen, and somebody that will be very, very sadly missed. This high regard is in contrast to President Joe Biden, who often highlights his Irish roots and is seen as being critical of the United Kingdom. However, more will factor into the relationship than Trump's respect for the royals, as the United Kingdom's new leftist government has a long history of insulting Trump. For instance, the left-wing Labour Party's David Lammy, who is the UK's top diplomat, disparaged the incoming president for years, as Breitbart News London bureau chief Oliver J.J. Lane reported. When challenged on his years of comments and writings about Donald Trump, where remarks included calling him and his administration a woman-hating, neo-Nazi-sympathizing sociopath, a dangerous clown, a racist KKK sympathizer, corrupt, and morally bankrupt, Lammy stopped short of retracting but said he now saw things from another perspective. Most intriguingly, he told the BBC that, "I am Foreign Secretary. There are things I know now that I didn't know back then, and that's the truth of it." Trump also spent much of Saturday with French President Emmanuel Macron, meeting with him at the Élysée Palace. Le Figaro reports that Trump was received in the presidential palace by the Republican Guard with great pomp. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky was also present at the meeting. Trump caught up with many other world leaders at the cathedral's reopening.